this episode of Radio 5Y, you will be hearing five reports by Keelan, Serena, Olivia, Jimmy, Colin, Madeline, and Christiana. This is the 12th episode, and it's the best. I hope you enjoy this awesome podcast.
Hi, my name is Serena.
Hi, my name is Olivia.
Hi, my name is Keelan.
Today in our podcast, we will be talking about dolphins.
Dolphins are very intelligent.
They are also carnivores.
Female dolphins are called cows, males are called bulls, and babies are called calves.
The killer whale, known as orca, is actually a type of dolphin.
Some types of dolphins are
the bottlenose dolphin, spotted dolphin,
the humpback dolphin, black dolphin,
the melon-headed dolphin, the white-beaked dolphin,
the striped dolphin, the hourglass dolphin, and the dusky dolphin.
Dolphins have excellent hearing and seeing.
Dolphins communicate with each other by clicking, whistling, and other sounds.
Dolphins live in groups up to 10 to 12 individuals.
Dolphins are warm-blooded.
The bottlenose dolphin is endangered because many Japanese fishermen hunt them.
Hope you enjoyed. Bye.
Hi, I'm Christiana.
Hi, I'm Madeline.
For this podcast, we are going to tell you about Arctic animals.
The animals I will inform you about are snow leopards, Arctic wolves, and harp seals.
I will tell you about Arctic foxes, polar bears, and Arctic hares.
To start, I will talk about snow leopards. Snow leopards are white and gray. They stay warm with their thick fur and skin. They may be very cute, but they are not a house pet.
Thanks, Madeline. I will talk about Arctic hares next. Arctic hares can also be called Arctic bunnies. They can be all different sizes. Arctic bunnies are very furry and look really cute. They are white, so they blend in with their snowy environment.
That's very interesting. Thanks for sharing. Arctic wolves are white, tan, and gray. They are mammals. Arctic wolves hunt in packs. They are part of the dog family. They eat caribou, Arctic hares, and seals.
Speaking of Arctic animals, have you heard of the Arctic fox?
Of course. Will you tell us about them?
Definitely. Arctic foxes, also known as the white fox, polar fox, snow fox, live in the Arctic region of the northern hemisphere. They are mammals and live in cold environments with thick white fur. They also make underground dens.
Now, harp seals or saddleback seals are to the northernmost Atlantic Ocean. It has a silvery gray body. They eat fish and crustaceans. They have harp or wishbone-shaped markings on their backs. The cute animals can grow to be 5 to 6 feet long and can weigh 300 to 400 pounds.
Now I will talk about our final animal, polar bears. Polar bears are white bears. Their body is built to move across snow, ice, open water, and to hunt. That is why they have huge paws. Polar bears' main meal are seals. We hope you enjoyed our report about Arctic animals.
Happy New Year! Bye!
Hi, my name is Keelan.
Hi, my name is Serena.
Today we will be telling you about owls.
Owls hunt mostly small mammals, insects, other birds, and occasionally some types of fish.
Common types of owls are the barn owl, the long-eared owl, the great gray owl,
the great horned owl, the snowy owl, the spotted owl, the western screech owl,
the elf owl, and the burrowing owl. They are found in all regions of the earth except Antarctica, most of Greenland, and some remote islands.
Owls have large forward-facing eyes, ear holes, a hawk-like beak, and flat faces.
They also have a circle of feathers around their eyes called a facial disc. The feathers making up this disc can be adjusted in order to sharply focus on sounds.
The smallest owl, weighing as little as 31 grams and measuring as high as 13.5 centimeters, is the elf owl. Owls are nocturnal, but only the burrowing owl and short-eared owl are active during the day.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Bye.
Hello, my name is Christiana, and I will be telling you about capybaras. Capybaras are the largest extant rodent in the world. The guinea pig is one of the capybara's relatives. A capybara looks very similar to a guinea pig, but it is a lot bigger. Their average weight is about 100 pounds. They are 2 feet tall and 4 feet long. They are semi-aquatic, which means they spend most of their time in the water. They are active at twilight, and they eat grasses and aquatic plants, melons, and squashes. Wild capybaras live to 8 to 10 years. In captivity, some have lived over 12 years. Male capybaras have a scent gland on their nose that they use to mark their territory. Capybaras are prey to jaguars and anacondas. Next time you go to a zoo, ask about the capybara.
Hi, I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Colin.
And we're going to tell you about the history of James Bond.
James Bond first appeared in Ian Fleming's novels.
Soon in 1962, the first Bond movie, Dr. No, was released. The first James Bond actor was Sean Connery, and he acted in the first 5 Bond movies.
The most recent Bond movie is Skyfall, with Daniel Craig playing James Bond. James Bond is a 00 agent who works at MI6.
His boss is M, and his gadget maker is Q.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Hi, I'm Madeline. Today I will be talking to you about a dog breed called a cockapoo. Cockapoos are a mixture of a cocker spaniel and a poodle. They have been known in the United States since the 1950s. Cockapoos have become a popular dog because they have the outgoing, loving personality of a cocker spaniel and the low dander and shedding qualities of a poodle. Cockapoos can be black, tan or beige, red, auburn, apricot, brown, sable, cream, white, silver, brindle, or phantom. They can be a solid color or have patterns, such as spots. Cockapoos can be 10 to 15 inches or 25 to 38 centimeters long and can weigh 12 to 24 pounds or 5.4 to 11 kilograms. 3 clubs in America are working towards developing the cockapoo by breeding successive generations and establishing it as a recognized breed. Cockapoos can grow to be as old as 15 to 20 years old. Cockapoos are great small to medium-sized dogs for kids of all ages. I have a cockapoo. Her name is Gabby. She has pink skin and black and white fur. She also has freckles everywhere. She has big blobs of blackest spots. Cockapoos have a low barking tendency, but mine doesn't. I get all of her needs at PetSmart. When my family goes away, PetSmart has a doggy day camp where dogs can stay. I hope you enjoyed my podcast report about cockapoos. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to our 12th episode. Hope you enjoyed all of our reports. Look for our next episode soon.